Hi, this is Dave James, and joining me on the phone is State Representative Bridget Kelly. She's a Democrat from Cincinnati. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for talking to us. We're going to talk about sports gaming. It has passed in the House. You are a co-sponsor of the bill. This has been a long time coming, and it's been quite an ordeal to this point, hasn't it?
Rep Greenspan and I had our sponsor hearing over a year ago, and nine hearings later, it has passed out of the House, so we are excited to continue to move it throughout the process.
Representative Greenspan, a Republican from Cleveland. Now, there's a competing bill in the Senate, and my understanding is that the biggest difference between the two has to do with the governing body over it, right?
That's correct. So under our bill, sports gaming would be regulated by the Lottery Commission, and the money would go toward education. And we think that is really timely, particularly now, given the great need for resources for our public schools.
Okay, and the other one would have the casinos controlling it. What's the difference between the two? Why is it such a big disparity in opinions?
So in the Senate version of the bill, the money from sports gaming would go to the general revenue fund. We also believe that sports gaming is permissive under the Constitution through the Lottery Commission. And so throughout the process, you know, that structure has been vetted thoroughly, but we think there's still more discussion to be had.
And you mentioned all the hearings and the time that it has taken to this point. And time is still actually running out, right?
Correct. So if this bill doesn't make it all the way through the legislative process and isn't signed by the governor by December 31st, we'll have to start all over again. And we really think that there is an imperative to keep moving through the process as more and more states legalize sports gaming. You know, down here in Cincinnati, I often pass a billboard downtown that says, parlay and stay 20 minutes away, but 20 minutes away is another state. And so we'd really prefer that if people want to play and engage in sports gaming, that they're able to do it legally, they're able to do it here, and we can keep those resources right here in Ohio.
Talking with State Representative Bridget Kelly, a Democrat from Cincinnati. This comes, too, as a time when, with the pandemic, just about every entity you can think of is going to be shorthanded when it comes to funding, and this would go toward education. A part of it would.
That's true. And so, you know, this is not going to fill the entire gap that existed before the pandemic, and it certainly won't fill the gap that exists after the pandemic, but we believe these are resources right now that we are leaving on the table, or that we are forcing people to spend in other states or to take underground. Because another really important piece of this is there are no consumer protections right now, but we know that this is happening. So this would really bring the industry into the sunlight and allow us to collect some of those resources to put them where they're really needed, which is toward education.
How would this sports betting work, and what could people be betting on?
So folks could bet on, so some states have prohibited betting on college sports. Our bill does not do that. Other states have different regulations. A lot of the rules for what you'll be able to bet on are going to be promulgated by the Lottery Commission, but people will be able to bet on professional sports. Our bill also provides for mobile gaming. So we've really seen an emerging part of is an in-game bet. So, you know, who's going to catch the ball next? Is the next pitch going to be a ball or a strike? And so that is also one of the interesting challenges with this, is that this industry is just constantly changing, which is why we gave the Lottery Commission broad authority to create rules around it.
And I guess one of the aspects of it would have to do with GPS monitoring, so it would be known what state you were in and where the revenue from that goes to?
So people will have to, you know, set up an account and register, because we want to make sure only people who are legally permitted to gamble are and create accounts, so 21 and older. And we also want to make sure that folks are betting within the state border. So, you know, Ohio is landlocked by a lot of other places, and so we've seen similar technology in other other states, really, where it's once you cross the state border, then you're no longer able to gamble. So if you're coming east from Indiana into Ohio, then you're not able to sports bet once you cross over that state line.
And Indiana has been doing this for a while. Have you been following that state or any other to see how it's been working?
Indiana, they raised about over $25 million in April from sports betting, and there weren't really even sports happening. This is a great potential opportunity for the state of Ohio. There are 18 or 19 other states that have legalized sports gaming, and so we don't want other people traveling to other places to spend their money. We want folks to be able to do that here.
What about critics who are against perhaps even casinos, who say that it's just simply opening up another avenue to get Ohioans hooked on something that might be harmful to them?
One of the provisions of the bill actually increases the amount of resources that are specifically earmarked for problem gaming. So we think that is an important part of the bill. The other piece, though, is we know this is happening already. We know people are doing this in other states. We know people are doing this through other means. And so we want to provide consumer protections. We want to be able to provide resources to people who need them. And so really bringing this industry into the sunlight and being able to regulate it is an important step in that direction.
Talking with Representative Bridget Kelly, she's a Democrat from Cincinnati. What's your gut feeling on how these two different proposals end up combining, or one wins out over the other? How does that happen?
I think that we are really looking forward to some robust conversation over in the Senate. And if the House is any indication, we will have a large number of hearings, a lot of interested parties to come in and talk about their ideas for the bill. So I think that we're just looking forward to continuing those conversations and seeing if we can find a pathway to legalize sports gaming in Ohio and capture those resources here in our state.
Well, for folks who are in favor of such a thing, Ohio seems like about as passionate a state as there is when it comes to sports.
We have a lot of fans. Rep Greenspan and I often joke about being able to legally sports bet on which Ohio football team is going to win the Super Bowl. So hopefully we will be able to do that sooner than later.
State Representative Bridget Kelly, Democrat from Cincinnati. Anything else you'd like to add?
We really appreciate the fact that folks who've been interested in this subject have come in to testify. You know, we've held countless meetings, and we really just don't want Ohio to be left behind, particularly at a time when we need additional resources for our state. We think that, you know, bringing this industry into the sunlight, providing some consumer protections, and having some additional resources for education are really positive steps in the right direction.
Okay. Representative Kelly, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.